And now I would like to introduce Dan Hare.
So I know you're all not waiting for me to talk, but I get to introduce Julio. But I want to give you a little bit of the background. But before I do, is that tune on iTunes? Or how do you buy that?
I'm sorry? Yeah, it's in iTunes. It's for Alan Phillips.
Alan Phillips under...
Jose Serrano.
And Alan Phillips. Okay, so did you get that? And let's somehow get that on the website, because I want to go buy that song. That's just beyond beautiful. Okay, so in 60 seconds or less, maybe 76 or 78 seconds, Julio and I are having dinner a week and a half ago, and we're talking about this thing and that thing and life and our journeys and kind of what makes you rich and what makes you poor and all that sort of thing. And I was scheduled to talk tonight, and this voice in my head said, Julio should talk. And I kind of said, okay. But it takes me, I'm a little dense, and it takes God to say things three times. And as the conversation went, the voice said again, Julio, he should talk tonight. Okay, so now I'm really listening, and when I got it the third time, I said, Julio, you should talk next Wednesday. And he said, I was waiting for you to say that. Wow. And so I just have to say that having known Julio for what, Julio, maybe a year and a half, 2 years?
2 or 3 minutes?
Yeah, okay. I've learned a tremendous amount, and I knew him maybe a year just at a distance. He's become a very, very close friend, and he's taught me more about life and faith and the journey than, or as much as anyone. And so tonight, it's going to be a little different, I think, but I just want you to give a huge welcome to a guy that we love as he comes and shares his journey with us. Julio, come on.
Yes, that's Alan. That's an Alan and Alan Phillips and Alan Jaroski. Yeah. How do you know, Barbara?
You used to tell me you were going to go see your other dad.
But how did you get he was the one?
Well, because he was looking at you with the adoration of a father.
People here are psyche. They know everything. I introduced Arnie, Alan Phillips, and he said, you're a musician, right? You're a musician. You get it like that. Now, Barbara is saying that gentleman there, Alan Jaroski, is my dad. That's true.
Age-wise, it'd be true.
He is. Yeah, I get Millie's mama, Millie, Alan. Alan is my dad. Also, yeah, he has been in my life for more than 10 years. Yeah, but I got a lot of love. And that's the point tonight for me to be here. Lately, my life has getting so good the last maybe 4 months. And that's the point here, to share how a church family has brought me here. Also, my dad, Alan Jaroski, always, for me, really close. So how come the church has been so good to me? By the way, who is new here? Who's new tonight? You. Yeah, because I'm going to preach to the choir tonight. So you're the only one who's going to get something. Yeah, I'm going to share a lot because even we know that we love each other, we need to say that. Reminds how happy we are here because this is a special place. And for me, I feel like I can a testimony for that. they know now that they know me well. They have said, oh, we know when you came here. You sat there and we saw you like, oh, that's a weird guy here. I mean, like, wow, that's something. And so tonight I want to talk about that, about we can judge people. We still judge. I still come, so I have been here for 4 years, and I judge anyone. I judge someone. You know, I used to judge people on the freeway when I see them with a red can, you know, they run out of gas. So they're like, I'm wondering, how come they didn't know that they need gas? How come they're stuck there? So I have those kind of thoughts until I get my turn, you see? But it got me out of the freeway, but I get my turn. So to test, and that's a good way to know, when we're about to judge someone, like, oh, this person did that bad to me, what we need is to have a time, yeah, when the anger is gone, and see if we have done something similar to someone else, and you get it. Maybe you don't get it in a couple minutes, but in the third minute, it came to you. When you really open yourself, it's going to come to you. So we judge. And coming to this church help us in many sense. Yes, this is a church for messages. But I have learned that our mama teach us is about increasing love, volume of love. That's what we do here a lot. I can come here really sad and just greeting someone here. They know something's not okay with me, but immediately I feel better when just they acknowledge, is something not good? And that reminds me, we need to be high as a kite. That's what she loves to say, our mama, Millie. Anyways, I want to play, I'm going to share about that, how this family, we help each other. So I feel like a testimony for that. Dan has helped me lately, has been, you know, doing more and more. And I feel like this guy really helped me because he likes to talk a lot. And he is missing this spot here. You guys are, you know, the time to talk. He's missing that, so I know. Okay, yeah. So he's the guy who has many names here. Many names, not only him. And helped me a lot. Yeah, and also, I mean, through the church, I have get help too. By the way, I invite today Sean and Megan and Chase, you know, they're special. They don't come here very often, but yes, his family and her family, the Holder family, they have helped me a lot. So talking about who you guys helped me and classes, I want to, you know, share about how well I had my experience in classes, God's stories. Those are the topic I want to just mention. No more than, 10 more minutes? I don't know. I want to play a song right now. It's about that, judging. The song is in Spanish. So I just can tell you some words about what the song says. Song says it's about judging. So the person is asking to the other person, what do you know about my secrets? What do you know about my melody? What do you know about my poetry? What do you know about my silence? So the person is asking. At the same time, the person at the songs switch and says, what do I know? What do I know about you? I mean, your songs, your poetry. What do you know about your silence? What do I know about your melody? And then says, we don't know anything. We don't know anything about each other. So why? Why we judge each other if we don't know about what's going on in our life? So it has a good feeling. It's going to be only 3 minutes. And just when you guys have the feeling of that, the pain. Because when we come here, we come with a lot of pain. We feel down for any reasons. We feel like we're not making it in life. But things change. Things change when we open ourselves, when we believe, we trust. One of the things I have to learn here is trusting. And so that's good. So you guys have helped me to trust that that the microphone is going to be fixed. You see? Trust and trust.
Las apariencias, pero Dios ve el corazón. Y tú que sabes, quizás de mi silencio, dime que sabes de mis secretos, que descubres de mi mirada, que intuyes de mis palabras, dime que sabes. Y tú que sabes, que conoces de mi alegría, dime que sabes de mi melancolía, que conoces de mi poesía, que intuyes de mi melodía, tú no sabes nada, no sabes nada, no sabes nada. Entonces, ¿por qué me juzgas si no sabes nada? No sabes nada. Entonces, ¿por qué me juzgas si no sabes nada?
Yeah, so that's one of my point here tonight, that's the feeling. We came here so painful, and things change. You know, everyone has their own process to feel better and better, but we do, and I did. So a lot of help. And classes. You know, coming Tuesday and Thursday. So the people who hasn't been in class here, who haven't been in class, they can see how our spirits, our friends who are in spirits, came through. And I had the experience of having my sister, who I never met because she was born before me. And then I knew that even I was not there in that time, she knows me. And so we can see things amazing, healing. So we get healing, a lot healing. Our relationship of our family, your dear ones who are in spirit, and we think, oh, we still have the issue. And no, not anymore. You know, preaching to the choir. I know that. But I want to share that. One of like wow, this is kind of wow, fresh, having an experience with Reverend Rita, and she gave me a reading, and mentioned my dad, and you know, for me it has been tough to change the vision I have of my dad. You can imagine that. I remember having in class, Millie says, "Why I see here a pen with your dad?" Because he hit us, you know, even with that. That's funny for us because it's still funny. But he did something like that. And then when I had the reading with Reverend Rita, she said, oh, he says that, you know, change, like he doesn't want me to see him in that way anymore. And I said, okay, I feel that. The next day, when I went to sleep, I had a dream, seeing myself as a little kid. And I saw a man watching me, taking care of me. So our memories has to be always the bad things. You know, our parents have done good things. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, right? So I feel a healing there through my dreams. So classes, we learn everything in classes. Nothing is coincidence. Things are, you know, there for a reason. And I thanks for that. So I have learned a lot with classes. I need to remember anything we have talked here or experienced here. That's enough for me. And so I know I have changed. Even my family say, no, I doubt you changed. You know? Yeah, they can be over the phone and no, that's the same guy I know. Yeah, it's okay. But we know we have changed. And to get to that point is we have the feeling that we are being accepted. So people trust us. And that's one of the things I feel best, when people trust me, you know? So when I mentioned Sean and Megan there, they offer their home and they'll leave me there in their home. Who wants to leave a stranger in home? So I feel that they trust. Chase, the same thing, but no, he doesn't trust me much, right? He said, who ate my cookies? Anyways, yes, that's a good feeling, trusting. I love that. So I appreciate that. I have learned many things in church, and so now I have a visitors, two visitors important to me, Alan Phillips he's from Venezuela. He has most of his life here with his family, and I have Carolina. This is my girlfriend when I was a teenager, and now she came to meet each other and after more than 30 years, and the love is there. I feel it, and you know, that's what I was craving for, someone who loved me in a way that I don't need to show anything, to prove anything. I'm believing in God. I accept that. I mean, things happen like this because my heart was there in that position of, I want this, I need this. And then we started having contact. So for me, no doubts. There, she's there. And I saw her and she's crying right now. I'm going to cry. I'm going to turn this way. Because when I see her, I love her. So I'm just going to turn this way. Okay, anyways, my other point, I'm talking to her, but everything is related. I mean, how do you guys help me? And I change, do my life just thinking about what I get here. Ray, you know, what we have our friend Ray who passed last November. So what happened here is with him was a big experience helping him to cross over. And Sasha was there. Everything is, I'm there just to learn. And I saw her playing for him when he was right in that moment, crossing. George was there saying, yes, it's good. It's okay, my friend. It's okay. You can go. It's okay. I was a witness there. I wasn't doing anything, just to learn. And one of the things I knew from him, from Ray, that he was teaching everyone. He taught a lot of people here. But I feel like, wow, what is my lesson here? And he brought me for that last moment. The last 2 weeks, I was with him. So I had the chance to see that, the love of this church. And so I remember when he passed away, someone gave him this. And okay, you know, everyone was getting something. And George, I think he gave me, oh, I have this. And I remember Carolina, she loved this. And I said, why? I don't know. Why has that sound that looked familiar to me? And then the next day, I saw a guy having something like this. But I was driving, and again, like, wow, wondering about Carolina. How come I'm getting in touch with her in that magic way? And I said, Ray, I know you'll help me. You need to know you're my friend, and you know you like a lot of women, too. You know, you fell in love. We know where we're talking here. The next day, when I was searching my stuff, I found this. And that's what she loved. She loved having those. That was my answer. And that's the way this church helped me to feel more confident with whatever I ask. So just trust and trust and trust. And that's it. I think, did I cover the 20 minutes? Or I pass over? Did I do a good job? I did a good job? Several times? More? This is going to be my first and last one? Report.
Yes.
Yes, what?
We don't know the rest of it. It's just one word.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Alan Phillips, for coming tonight. He is a big musician. He have a couple songs to play later. So, yes, thank you so much. Thank you, my dad. He doesn't know I call him dad. But you guys know I call him dad. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dan, Harold. Thank you, everyone who came just tonight.
If it's your dad and you call me mom, does that mean he's my husband?
I noticed that you were looking at him to see if he was your husband.
This is the reverend. This is the reverend. You can have an idea how this work here. Anyways, so... Thank you, everyone here tonight. I know it was raining when it rains at San Diego. No one's want to get out of their home. And I have seen a lot of people coming out. And the other people, yeah, even called me. And thank you so much. This is recorded. Recording. Thank you so much.
Look at this family cheering for you. Did you see this? You were so busy getting back to her, you missed all this love they were sending you.
With Alan and you?
Not wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for the love that you give him. He's a good man, and he is happy right now.
Yeah, he is.
Does that make you happy to see him happy?
Yeah.